Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 14th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, Prioress of the Dominican Sisters of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's preaching today is entitled, Deal Makers or Promise Keepers?
A reading from the book of Genesis. Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he passed the night there. He took a rock and used it for a headrest and lay down to sleep there. During the night, he had a dream. There was a stairway on the ground with its top reaching to heaven, and messengers of God were going up and coming down. The Lord was there standing over him, saying, I am the Lord, the God of Sarah and Abraham, and the God of Rebekah and Isaac. Your descendants will be like the specks of dust on the ground. You will spread to the east and to the west, to the north and to the south, and all the tribes of the earth will bless themselves by you and your descendants. Know that I am with you. I will keep you safe wherever you go and bring you back to this land. I will not desert you before I have done all that I have promised you. Then Jacob woke and said, Truly, God is in this place, and I never knew it. He was filled with trembling and said, How awe-inspiring this place is. This is nothing less than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Jacob rose early the next morning and took the stone he had used as a headrest and set it up as a monument and anointed it with oil. Jacob named the place Bethel, house of God, though before that, the town was called Luz. Jacob then made this vow. If you go with me and keep me safe on this journey which I am making, and give me bread to eat and clothes to wear, and if I return home safely to my parents' house, you will be my God. The stone that I have set up as a memorial pillar will be a place of worship. The word of the Lord. We all might remember making deals with God in our prayer at some point in our life. God, if you help me pass this test, I'll say an extra rosary tonight when I go to bed. God, please help me get out of this situation, and I promise I'll never do anything bad again in my life. God, please heal my child, and I promise I'll go back to church. Jacob's prayer in today's reading sounds much like he's making a deal with God. It wouldn't be a stretch. He was a deal maker, a trickster. He first made a deal with his brother Esau. In exchange for a bowl of Jacob's delicious stew, Esau would give him the birthright meant for the firstborn son, which would give Jacob the double portion of the inheritance. He then tricked Esau out of the special blessing, also meant for the firstborn son, by pretending to be Esau, granted with his mother's help. All of this is a precursor to today's pericope. In today's reading, Jacob is not out just for a few days vacation. He is on the run from Beersheba to Haran, and it's all because of his deal-making and trickery. Esau had threatened to kill Jacob, so Rachel, their mother, sent Jacob back to her father Laban. The dream Jacob had on his journey sets up the making of the covenant between God and Jacob, identical to the covenants God established first with Abraham and Sarah, and then with Isaac and Rachel. I, the Lord, am the God of your ancestors, Sarah and Abraham, and the God of Rachel and Isaac. The land on which you are lying, I will give to you and your descendants. These shall be as plentiful as the specks of the earth. And God goes on to say, Know that I am with you. I will protect you wherever you go and bring you back to this land. I will never leave you until I have done what I promised you. Jacob's response to this covenant sounds rather conditional. If God remains with me to protect me on this journey I am making and to give me enough bread to eat and clothing to wear, and if I come back safe to my parents' house, the Lord shall be my God. I've always been intrigued by this if-then way of being in relationship with God that Jacob seems to have. It sounds like Jacob is being true to himself. The dealmaker lives on, protecting himself, when in truth, it is God who protects him, working through all of his shenanigans to bring about blessing in abundance. It took Jacob a lifetime to come to fully understand this covenant. As conditionally as Jacob or any one of us is in our response to God's call in life, if then, the good news is that God, no matter what, is always faithful, is always with us, is always a consistent yes. I will never leave you. Such is the symbolism of the stairway in Jacob's dream, with God's messengers going up and down between heaven and earth, and the Lord standing beside him. There is no separation between heaven and earth. God is with us. The Irish refer to this as the thin place, where the boundary between heaven and earth is porous. It's non-existent, where the divine and the human touch. Jesus is the embodiment of this reality, as seen in today's gospel, where Jesus touches and heals, and touches and brings life out of death. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Instead of a stairway, God sent his Son. When returning to the Father, Jesus sent his Spirit. God is with us always and forever. That is the promise. Our world is tired of dealmakers and longs for promise keepers. In baptism, we have become keepers of the promise. We are the body of Christ, called to bring healing and hope to our tired world by what we say and do in and through the Spirit of Jesus. The covenant has been established. The promise has been given. God is with us. With Jesus' Spirit working in us, the promise can be fulfilled.